Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Apple Podcast. Today, we will analyze McCune versus Lyle, a case decided in 2002 concerning whether prison rehabilitation programs can force inmates to self-incriminate. This case examines the balance between the Fifth Amendment's privilege against self-incrimination and the state's interest in rehabilitating offenders. Let's get started. The story begins in Kansas, where Robert G. Lyle, a convicted rapist, was ordered to participate in the sexual abuse treatment program as he approached the end of his prison sentence. The program required inmates to sign an admission of responsibility form acknowledging their crimes, including uncharged offenses, and to complete a detailed sexual history questionnaire verified through a polygraph test. The statements made in the program were not granted legal immunity, meaning they could theoretically be used in future criminal proceedings. If Mr. Lyle refused to participate, he risked losing prison privileges such as reduced visitation rights, limited earnings, and a transfer to a maximum security facility. Mr. Lyle refused to participate, arguing that these penalties violated his Fifth Amendment rights against compelled self-incrimination. He filed a lawsuit under Title 42 of the U.S. Code, Section 1983, claiming that the state was coercing him to incriminate himself. This federal statute allows individuals to bring lawsuits against government officials or entities for violations of their constitutional rights. It is often called the Civil Rights Statute. The district court agreed, and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit affirmed. The case reached the U.S. Supreme Court, where the justices grappled with a fundamental question. Does incentivizing participation during incarceration in the Kansas Sexual Abuse Treatment Program, which requires admitting past offenses, violate the Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination? In a narrow 5-4 decision, the court ruled against Mr. Lyle, holding that the program did not violate his Fifth Amendment rights. The justices, writing for the majority opinion, emphasized three key points. 1. The sexual abuse treatment program served a vital purpose in rehabilitating sex offenders and reducing the risk of recidivism. Rehabilitation, the court noted, is a core goal of the prison system. 2. The penalties for non-participation, such as the loss of privileges and transfer to maximum security, were not so severe as to constitute unconstitutional coercion. Justice Kennedy argued that such conditions were within the normal expectations of prison life. And 3rd but not least, the state's decision not to offer immunity for statements made in the program did not render it unconstitutional. Kansas argued that holding offenders accountable for their past actions was essential to the therapeutic process, and the potential use of incriminating information served a deterrent function. In a concurring opinion, Justice Day O'Connor raised concerns regarding the broad reasoning of the plurality. While she concurred that the penalties Mr. Lyle faced did not constitute compulsion, she warned that future cases could necessitate a different analysis, especially if the penalties were more severe. The dissenting opinion argued that the program's requirements and penalties were inherently coercive. They contended that forcing inmates to incriminate themselves under threat of significant punishment violated the very heart of the Fifth Amendment protections. This case established a precedent emphasizing courts' deference to prison administrators in rehabilitation programs, while highlighting tensions between constitutional rights and penological objectives. That's all for today's episode on McCune versus Lyle. Thank you for joining the Apple Podcast. Be sure to catch our next episode, where we will delve into another pivotal case. Keep seeking knowledge. See you then.